In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hosanna means save now. Hosanna means save now. I need help with the sermon, especially from the children, but I'll take it from all of us. When I say Hosanna in the highest, you shout out, cry out, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
The next day, a great crowd had come to the feast. They heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearance be known to all the people. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be known to God. Can you grab a bowl? Let your petitions be known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany because his friend Lazarus had died. And Jesus had decided to raise him from the dead. Why? Because Jesus loved him. And because Jesus is life. And in him there is no darkness at all. After Lazarus was raised, they had a supper. We heard in the gospel, a feast. Martha served, Lazarus was at the table, and Mary took a pound of very costly ointment of pure nard. Because why hold on to the things of this world when the Messiah is having dinner with you? When he's just raised your brother who'd been dead since Tuesday from the dead, why keep something, like, what would you keep it for? She took the costly ointment of pure nard, and she anointed his feet with Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance. But Judas Iscariot, Judas, who knew not how to sing, Judas, who had no joy, Judas, the disciple who just in a few days' time is going to betray Jesus, said he wanted the ointment sold so that some could be given to the poor. But the note says in the gospel, he wasn't going to give it to the poor because Judas didn't care about the poor. Judas cared about himself. He wanted the ointment sold because he kept the money purse for the disciples. He was going to keep it. He didn't love the poor, and he didn't know how to sing or cry out, Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
So the chief priests, out of envy, because everyone was giving up the burden of the law, because they were falling in love with the lawgiver, were upset. And they planned to not only kill Jesus, but also to kill Lazarus, who'd been dead for the majority of the week. And I don't think Lazarus was very scared of death anymore. If he had ever been, it didn't really work. Not on him, anyway. He was best friends with Jesus, who is life itself, who Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Not only will there be one, I am the one. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. They tried to scare Lazarus, but he knew how to sing, Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
The Lord rebuked the Pharisees because their sin made it impossible to see that the hour of the Son of Man had come. It was his time to be glorified. If the children hadn't cried out, the stones would have. Let's confess our sins so that nothing will keep us from seeing the hour of the Son of Man has come, it's come, and it's time for him to be glorified. Let's confess our sins so that we can discern the prophecies and give our hearts and our minds and our souls and our strength and our money and our time, like everything. We give everything to God and we can sing, Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it's written, the prophecies, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on an ass's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that this had been written of him and had been done to him. The crowd who had been with him when Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet Jesus was they had heard he had done this sign. They were happy and they cried out, "Hosanna in the highest!"
Hosanna!
And what was the sign? He came to bring life and raise the dead. Not only to those who had died, like Jairus' daughter, the synagogue ruler, when he told her to get up. Not only to that young man, the son of the widow of Nain, who was being carried out to be buried. Now he raises those who've been in the graves for 4 days without even a touch, but just with his voice. As we said yesterday, the evil one gave it his best shot, but the love of God tramples down death. The raising of Lazarus put hell on notice. If Lazarus, then Adam. The raising of Lazarus proclaims the universal resurrection. And to be clear what that means, everyone is raised. Some, as the scripture says, who have done good, they're raised to life. Those who have done evil are raised to condemnation. But there is a universal resurrection. And that means, if Lazarus, then every one of us. St. John's Gospel has said, the time is coming when all those who are in the grave will hear his voice. If Lazarus, then every one of us. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna!
Why has he come to Jerusalem? To make us better people? No, he has not come to make us better people. He has come to give his life as a ransom for many. He has come willingly. He has come sinless to prove God's love for man to the end. He has come to die for all. And then as the holy, sinless one, to rise again. We're so glad Lent is over. I am so glad. I look forward to it, and then I'm glad it's over. It's over. And we're ready to follow him in faith. Today we cry out, and tonight we grow quiet. Today we celebrate, and tonight we redouble our efforts to not abandon Christ. We have to shut everything down. Shut everything down. Shut off the noise. Shut off the judging everyone. Shut off the looking at everyone. Keeping track of everyone. If we redouble our efforts, we'll see what's called the bright sadness. We'll see where we're headed. We'll walk with Christ in the depths. But there'll be a brightness to it. There'll be a hope that doesn't go out. There'll be an expectation. There'll be an anticipation. We'll be waiting. And we can feel the joy. Not only, like, feel it. We can see the joy. And we can remember what Jesus said. Let the little children come to me, and don't forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
The grace of the Holy Spirit has gathered us today to see the prophecies fulfilled. The King of Kings enters the royal city of Jerusalem. He enters triumphant, but humble. There are no imposing chariots or ranks of soldiers like you'd expect with a king coming into a town. He sort of tries to sneak in, but everyone knows. He's riding on a donkey's colt. The donkey is coming with them. And everyone wants to just catch the glimpse of a glory of the one who comes to Jerusalem. And will come again in the fullness of time. And when he comes in the fullness of time, he will come with all the ranks of angels. During Palm Sunday, Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and he beheld the city. And he wept over it. For, he said, it knew not the time of the visitation. we must open our eyes and our hearts, because today is the day of our visitation, and we can cry out, Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna!
St. Gregory Palamas urges us to spread out innate garments, to surrender our appetites to the Lord. He came looking for us. Elder Zachariah of Essex says that he's hunting for us. He's hunting for us. He wants to attract us and draw us into his nets of love. Isn't that incredibly beautiful? Elder Zachariah of Essex says that the Lord Jesus is hunting for us to attract us, to draw us into his nets of love. He hunts for us, and he wants to protect us from the wiles of the enemy. In the Gospel of Luke, the triumphal entry is followed by the casting out of the merchants from the temple. The other Gospels have that place somewhere else. But in Luke's Gospel, Jesus enters Jerusalem triumphant on Palm Sunday. The day after raising Lazarus, he comes into Jerusalem, the royal city, on Palm Sunday. He goes into the temple and he casts out the thieves. He casts out those that are working over the people. Those who are making religion into something else than the love and worship of God. Let us cast out our sins. Just as Jesus cleared the temple, clear the temple of your hearts and your minds. And on the day of the second coming, his last tender gesture will be to wipe all the tears from our eyes, he says. All the tears from all the eyes of those who are mourning inconsolably. Those who have drawn near to him and long for the light of his countenance to watch over them. That last day. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Today Jesus enters Jerusalem of our hearts. He wants to lead us to victory. Today is filled with power and strength. And his resolve to overcome temptation for worldly power, we must overcome temptation for worldly power. Make no mistake, the prosperity false gospel and the live your life, your best life now false gospel is from the pit of hell. Totally and completely a lie. If you want to follow him, you're heading to the cross. If you hear any other gospel than that, it is not true. It is a false gospel. If you're going to follow him, you'll go where he goes. And where does Christ go? He goes to the cross. You're going to be misunderstood. You're going to be reviled. You're going to be persecuted. You're heading to sacrifice. You're heading to death. And if that's true, and that is the teaching, that it is true, we just have to ask Lazarus what he thinks about it. Lazarus, if you follow Christ, you're heading to death. How's he feel about it? Fine. He's really got no problem. He's not going to be like, gosh. He's going to be like, yeah, good. That's fine. We can do death again, I guess. That's fine. You know, I did it once this week. Let's do it again. You know, if we ask, like, well, does it seem to work? He'd have to say it doesn't seem to work. Not like I thought it. Not like they said. Death isn't what it was. Our Lord, the great King, at the end of this week, is going to break death. He's going to break death. Let's not lose that perspective. Let's not lose that understanding. Let's not lose that faith. Let's not lose that faith and think that death has a hold of us. We will have to pass through it. But let's have the mind of Lazarus. Come, great and holy Friday, death will take Jesus captive. It will take what it hoped was just a man, and it will come face to face with God. And as hell is losing its grip, Jesus will be grabbing the hands of Adam and Eve. The resurrection icon where Jesus has pulled up Adam and Eve from the grave. We'll sing that there's none left in the graves. That is why it says, when he ascended up on high, he took captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. He loves you. He's hunting for you. As Elder Zachariah says, he's trying to draw you into his nets of love. He has come to give his life as a ransom for many. Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna.